getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. That very line of scripture struck me earlier this week when reflecting upon it. It's because God is coming to you and me. He's seeking you and me out. He's wanting to interact in our life. He doesn't call Simon out of the boat first, as if to say, Simon, you're doing the wrong thing. Obviously, you haven't caught anything. Come, follow me instead. But rather, he enters into Simon's life. He enters into his boat. He wants to come to him. And as he enters into that boat, it's really the understanding that he's entering into his heart, into his very soul, to be a part of his life, where it is most crucial, most important, because that's the way God operates. God comes to us in our hearts, in our souls. It's why he became man, so that he may interact with you and with me. And the thing is as God enters into that very boat, as he's now into that very life of Simon, God does not ignore one little aspect. He goes to the part of the heart, to the very essence of the soul that is in most need of his love. To touch it with his pierced hand. As if to say, you know what, that very part that has not been touched by my love, I now touch it with the hand that was pierced through out of love for you. I allow that very precious blood to be the healing salve. What do we hear in the first reading? We heard Isaiah, he's in the very midst of God. And he realizes as he's in his very presence, the darkness of his sins. Because God is just pure light. He's going to show forth that very darkness. But the thing is we're not to cower away. We're not to hide that from him. Because God wants to go to that exact spot. He wants to dispel the darkness of sin. So what do we hear in that very first reading? God sends his angel, a seraphim, who does not do anything outside of what God commands. So God is commanding this angel, I want you to go and touch Isaiah. I want you to hit that very part that is in need of my love, to purify it so that he may experience how close I want to be to him. Same is true in the second reading. St. Paul speaks of Christ after his resurrection appearing to Simon, appearing to the apostles, then to 500 brothers. But then he says, last of all, as if born abnormally, he appeared to me. I who had been persecuting the church, I who had been going around and killing Christians, the darkness of my sin, he came to me. He touched me. He healed me. And my brothers and sisters, when we realize that Christ is coming to us, to heal our hearts, to enter into the very boat of our lives, we don't have to hide anything from him. But rather, he comes to those very parts of our hearts, the parts of our lives that need his love. so that he may dispel the darkness and fill us with his joy, with his peace, with his light. Because he never wants to have any part of us away from him. So notice then, throughout this week, how Jesus is entering into the boat of your life. He's always there, always seeking to show you his love. And allow him to touch you. Allow him every access to your life. Because it's then we see the transformation. Isaiah, Lord, send me. I've received your love. I want to go and share that love. St. Paul, I worked tirelessly for the sake of the gospel and of Jesus. Or within this gospel, once Simon had been touched by Christ, the darkness of his fear removed. He left everything and followed Jesus. May we, touched by Christ, through the very Eucharist of this Mass, seek to be united with him, to follow him throughout this week ahead. Praise be Jesus Christ through his Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.